going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Charles, Andrew Filippone, and Chris Muller, what's the latest you're hearing on the Steelers at pick 21?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, everybody's putting Shador there at 21. I think it's starting to be clear that, you know, if he gets past 9 with the New Orleans Saints, there's just not a natural destination for him, unless there's a Michael Penix moment. And let's say like the Arizona Cardinals blow everybody's minds and decide, you know, we'll take Shador and we're going to figure out a way to move on from Kyler Murray after the 2025 season. But I don't really see that happening. So the pass for Shador to get to 21, I mean, it looks very, very open right now. But as I said in the piece that I wrote, you know, today, a number of teams think that the Steelers are very interested in moving down in the draft. I mean, there's a multitude of teams now. I think, you know, the Bengals are starting to make some of those calls. And if the ball, you know, if the board falls a certain way, I think they could look to move out as well. I think what's really interesting, though, is it's clearly gotten out that Buffalo, sitting at 30, is really interested in moving up, especially if the right corner falls down the draft board. And, if the Steelers are looking to move out of 21 and still draft a quarterback, if Shador continues to slide, I mean, that could even be in play at 30 if they were to do a deal with Buffalo. That's a little tricky. You know, you can burn yourself doing that. But I think right now it's there's a reason why it's slotted that Shador's, you know, the betting favorite there. And then there's so much talk about a trade down.
Charles, to what degree are you hearing that it's possible that one of the teams that isn't Tennessee, so Cleveland and New York specifically at the top of the draft, might just take best available with their first pick, then try to trade back into the first round to get Sanders in that 20, I don't know, let's say 22 to 28 range?
Yeah. Well, I think there's no doubt the Giants have clearly spent so much time and effort and resources on Shador, which is why I can't justifiably, with a number of other teams still on their board, are sticking him in the top 10. And I would have to believe that realistically, the only team in the top 10 where I'm like, it makes sense given the amount of resources they poured into it would be the Giants at 3. It would be absolutely stunning. I'd have to think, okay, they really have a problem with Abdul Carter's shoulder. And then, you know, the lingering, you know, concern about is there a potential future problem with a stress fracture in his foot? They have Kayvon Thibodeau, obviously, and Brian Burns. So you're kind of stacking assets on top of each other. There would have to be a number of justifications, and it would still be shocking for me to see them take him at 3. So the sensible option is they trade back up into the end of the first round and try to get him there. The tricky thing there, though, is Howie Roseman. I think a number of teams are looking at that 32nd pick and going like, you know, Howie always picks up the phone. He absolutely is open to possibly dealing that pick. He's not going to want to help a division rival, though. So that makes things a little more complicated for the Giants. They're probably not going to be able to go to 32 to get him. So they'd have to get higher than that. I think the Browns, it's the same situation. I don't know, though, that they necessarily stack Shador in their, like, if they move, that might be for Tyler Shough. So it's Yeah, it's the QB stack, the way it kind of worked out, and it was very consistent. And I talked to execs and evaluators from 10 different teams. And it was very consistent. It was, you know, Cam, Shadur, Tyler, and then let me see if I'm getting this right. Cam, Shadur, Tyler, Milroe was five. Who am I forgetting?
Jackson
at four?
Dart.
I'm like losing my mind right now. Jackson Dart. Yeah, Jackson Dart at four. Yeah, I mean, it was really consistent, and that included some teams that had done, you know, work on quarterbacks, have a quarterback need, and would be in position to take some of these guys. So, but the thing is with these guys, it's, and I talked about this in what I wrote, there's so much variance. Like, there are different things that play into this, you know, whether a coaching staff really likes one guy, whether someone has a problem with, like, let's say Tyler Shuck's age. You know, Jalen Milroe, I was shocked that literally top to bottom, every team was evaluating him and putting him sort of mid to late second, early third. And yet these are the same individuals, some of them who are like raving about, look, if you're looking for special, I can rattle off a number of special things with him, his size, his speed. You know, he has his frame, his athleticism, he throws a great deep ball, but, you know, the mid-range passing game is such a wart, and you'd have to work on it for so long that in their minds, could they see somebody going up and grabbing him at 32? Yes, possibly. It would have to be a team that's committed really to going the full 5 years and knowing, hey, he might not turn a corner as a mid-range passer until year two or year three. But also at the same time, they're sort of leaning and saying, yeah, he's most likely going to end up going late second, early third. But like Cleveland, I know Cleveland, the traits that Milroe brings to the table, I know Cleveland likes those traits in quarterbacks. So that makes a lot of sense to me. I think a lot of people are wondering, what are the Rams going to do at 26? Because Stafford's not going to be around forever. They felt burnt in the last couple of years when Stafford wasn't available. They didn't feel like they did a good job having a backup ready to go who could also be a long-term option. So I would not count them out at 26 with the quarterbacks either. So it's I will say this. Somebody said this to me early in the process. They're like, take pick 15, go to pick 75. He's like, it's going to be completely chaos from 15 to 75. It's going to be one of the most difficult drafts to fully call how that will line up between 15 and 75. Said partially because so many of these players in that range are evaluated. They're kind of carrying the same value. So you could get somebody at 20 and somebody at 60 that you think are sort of comparably valued. And then part of it too is just that there's not a certain driver in certain aspects to make things slot in a sensible way. Like when there's great quarterbacks, you know, okay, we know we're going to slot these great quarterbacks to the top of the draft, and that's really going to help us work out how the rest of this, you know, starts to unfold. But because the quarterbacks haven't really put that stamp on this process, I think it's made it all the more difficult.
Charles Robinson, Yahoo Sports NFL Insider with us here. The second player who gets linked or talked to with the Steelers in the 21st pick the most, Charles, is Derek Harmon, the defensive lineman from Oregon. There were a couple of reports yesterday that he has medical red flags. Have you heard that? And do you think that that'll affect his draft stock negatively Thursday night?
I'll be honest with you, I have not heard that. I didn't do a ton of work on Harmon. I have heard the linkage to Pittsburgh, but I'll be real with you. I don't have a wealth of knowledge on him.
No doubt, that's fine. If Sanders is not the Steelers' pick, who do you think is the second most likely player to be their pick at 21?
Man, that's a good question. That is a really, really good question. You know, I think it kind of depends on, well, I'll tell you what, let me ask you this. So Jerry Jones comes out today and he says, we're working on a couple big trades. And one of the prominent questions that I think is going around right now is they're like, okay, well, the Cowboys are hunting wide receivers and they really want to get a wide receiver at 12. They want an elite level number two. They don't know that player, there's going to be an elite level. Like Pat McMillan doesn't get there. There's not necessarily an elite level number two. So right now I think a number of teams, I mean, just texting since Jerry Jones has come out and started talking about these trades, teams are wondering if that's George Pickens. Like, if that, because the Cowboys' assessment at 12 is that it's most likely that Emeka Egbuka is going to be there. You know, they're not going to take a shot, I think, ultimately on Luther Burden. That's probably a little bit too high for Luther Burden. There's Matthew Golden, obviously, out of Texas. And it, all those players kind of feel rich at 12. You don't have to go that way if you deal for, like, a George Pickens. And I think if the Steelers were to trade Pickens, then I think you start to open up some different possibilities at 21. I'm curious, are people there? Do you feel like you're hearing that same sort of linkage in terms of Pickens' availability? I think Pickens is available. I think they will pick up the phone on Pickens if someone wants to make make an intriguing offer.
I mean, I hope they do. I want them to, because he's going into the last year of his contract. They traded for DK right. Metcalf. They traded DK Metcalf. And generally speaking, Pickens is kind of a volatile knucklehead.
Pony, would you say, though, to Charles's point, though, that we're hearing it's going in the other direction locally?
Yes,
here?
Everything said here, Jerry Dulac, who is the biggest Steelers insider going, said that they're not trading him, but he gets a lot of things wrong. So I don't know, Charles. It makes all the sense in the world to trade him, especially if you can get a day two pick back for him. Which I'm guessing is what you're saying, right? That they would maybe trade him for a second or a third or somewhere in that range?
I think if they could get a day two pick, yeah, I think they would. I think you make that deal. And, you know, I think based on what I know Dallas is looking for, he is a fit. Like, when the three guys, I think right now the teams, when they heard Jerry Jones come out and say, we're working on two substantial trades, I think they're looking at Jaire Alexander, they're looking at Patrick Ramsey, Jalen Ramsey. Jalen. Jeez, man, I've dated myself there. Jalen Ramsey, and then George Pickens, because that pick at 12, there's just been so much focus put on. I wrote this. I'd be stunned if it wasn't a wideout or a corner. And I can tell you, it feels very rich for the wideouts at that position, which means they'd have to go find the wideout somewhere else. And also, corner is a little bit thin. So there's basically if you're going to get a corner, you really want to get the first three, four corners, and then the shelf kind of changes dramatically. So if you're in it, you're going and you're saying, hey, we need an outside corner so we can, you know, fiddle with our, you know, push Deron Bland into the slot.
Yeah.
You got to get that probably at 12. So they need to go hunting for a wide receiver. So the second he said that, I think a number of teams picked up on it.
The Cowboys have the 44th pick in the draft. That's their pick in the second round. I would want the Steelers to absolutely make that trade. If that's on the table.
Yeah, I think you'd have. But the thing is, though, and this is really what I wonder, I don't know if you're Dallas, you give up. I mean, if you're going and you're sitting there and you're saying, we got to get a number two and we have to resolve this, you're putting yourself in a situation where you already have to do a deal.
You got
to
pay
with
him.
A guy that. Yep. I mean, are you comfortable doing that?
He's volatile.
He's
a volatile guy.
We're not on our end.
Yeah, right. Yeah, absolutely. And he's not. And that's the thing. It's the devil they don't know, right? They don't even have him in their building. They don't know what he's like on a day-to-day basis. So it's a little dicey, you know, trading an asset that high. I'm sure, although I will say this, Dallas gives up assets higher than you would think.
Yeah, look at what they gave up for Mingo.
They get in return. Yeah, for Mingo, I mean, Trey Lance, same thing. I mean, they have a fourth for Trey Lance when literally nobody in the league, you would struggle to get a sixth for Trey Lance at the time that the Dallas Cowboys gave up a fourth. So not completely out of the realm of possibility, but I'll just tell you, there's definitely buzz in across the league right now where people are trying to pin down what exactly Dallas is doing. And I think a lot of people are looking at wide receiver options that could be on the table. And I think a lot of people have assessed that, Omar Khan will take calls on George Pickens.
There you go, Charles. That was perfect. Thank you so much. We appreciate you coming on. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Appreciate it, guys. Call me anytime.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.